Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop and trust your intuition. Through the wonderful array of guests we have on the show and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition, the show that helps you connect with your intuitive nature. I'm Susan Jane and I'm your host for the show. And today we have got the lovely Barbara on. Now, I talked about Barbara a couple of podcasts back. And Barbara is married to Mark. Now, we had Mark Nelson on earlier, and he was the psychic medium. He was getting all the information. And Barbara is the other side of it, and she works with all the equipment and gets an understanding of that, the equipment side of it. So this podcast is all about the tools that we use. Now, I often talk about the tools that we use, and we all use different tools. I use flower readings as a tool. Mark uses his mediumship as a tool. We all have tools. We have tarot cards, they're tools. Tea leaf reading, they're all tools to help us connect with our intuition and help us connect and get those information, that information, intuitive messages better. But Margaret has a completely different set of tools. Barbara has a completely different set of tools. And we're really looking forward to seeing them. So welcome to the show, Barbara.
Hello, good to be here. Thank you for having me, Susan.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Now, I did say to you when we first started chatting that this podcast, this episode is all about me, and I have to be honest, I have to lay it all down on the floor. I want to know, and that's why when I first read about you and Mark and what you were doing, that's why I said, look, I want to talk to Barbara on her own as well. I want to talk to Mark on his own and Barbara, because I want to get an understanding of what you're seeing, what you're experiencing, and the tools that you're using. Because, like I said, we all have tools that we use to help us. But before we get into the tools and all that stuff, I want to get a bit of an understanding about you, Barbara. How did you get from wherever you were to where you are now?
So it's a pretty extensive journey I've been on. But it all started when I was a little kid. I was about, 4 or 5 years old. And I was in my room and I woke up in the middle of the night. It must have been like 2 or 3 at night. And I looked at the doorway in my house and I saw this like a floating white figure. I had no understanding at that time what the heck that was, you know, and it was just floating. And, you know, you'd think being a little kid, you know, I would put the covers over my head and, you know, like hide, but I was like so interested in what the heck that was. And so I didn't. I looked at it and I also felt like it was communicating with me. And so, anyway, it finally dissipated and I went back to sleep and I didn't tell anybody because nobody would believe me that I just saw a ghost. And, you know, that kind of started my interest, you know, and from little on. So and then I you know, during the years, I had visited different psychics and had participated in seances and, you know, other things. But it wasn't until I met Mark. We met very young. We were like 18. And we kind of had this interest. Mark hadn't developed his ability as much, but we both had this interest in the paranormal. I was more on the technical science end, although I have intuitive properties. But I like to prove it in the scientific realm. I believe what Mark does, hands down. I know he's for real. He's like the real deal. But I want to prove it to other people too through the different technologies. So basically, I confirm with my electronics what Mark is just doing naturally. So it's a combination of the both of us together.
Yeah, that's what I like. And it's not like we have to prove ourselves, because I know when I'm picking up on spirit and different things like that, I'm not there to prove anything. But it is really nice when you have got that almost justification behind it. Because for those that don't get that understanding, or don't believe, or can't see it, or don't feel it, it is nice for them to see it, because we receive our intuitive messages in different ways. So a lot of people need to visually see it. They need to not imagine it, not vision it in their head. They need to actually see it to see that there's something working. And when a medium or someone's picking up this information, it's very hard to say, well, because I'm seeing it in my mind's eye, I can see it and I can feel it, and it's very, very, very clear and very easy to follow. But for somebody else to be able to acknowledge that, or see that, or know that it's happening, and that's what you do. You're really putting the concrete in those spiritual experiences, for want of another word. Yes. And that's what I really like, because again, your world is very challenging. You were saying earlier, because it is going into that scientific field and into that physics, the quantum physics area. Can you explain a little bit more about that, Barbara?
So I'm just beginning to scratch the surface on a science called, it's called psychotronics. And basically it's the study of the interaction between matter, energy, and the mind and the consciousness. And it's a real science. And psycho means mind, and tronics is devices. And so it's really, we're a beautiful, the human mind, the human body, which works together, is a beautiful creation. And everyone actually has this, what Mark calls sometimes, he calls it the psychic DNA. And with the study of psychotronics, which is a real science, and there are a lot of doctors and physicists that are studying it, as well as quantum mechanics. But it's a real thing that they're delving into. They have scientists from Stanford, from Princeton, that are trying to further the study of this, because it's so interesting. We have all the mechanics within each one of us. We all have that psychic DNA. It's just tapping into it. And so anyway, there's different instruments that people might use, like for instance, on a ghost hunt or, you know, paranormal investigation. Things like the dowsing rods, and by the way, which are also used by oil companies to locate oil. So they believe in it. Yes. And but, you know, we use it, and Mark has used the dowsing rods to actually communicate. And really, the dowsing rod is a connection by the person holding it, and then it connects to the entity or the energy that is trying to communicate. So there's dowsing rods, there's pendulums, there's crystals.
Hang on a minute, Barbara, before you go any further. Dowsing rods. Now, I know what the dowsing rods are, but for the understanding of people listening who may go, what the hell are they?
Okay.
Yeah, can you just explain to them, because a pendulum, we know, we've got the swinging motion, it'll swing, it'll go in circular motions, it'll go anti-clockwise, you know, clockwise, it'll swing either way. So you've got lots of little areas with that one, with the pendulum. And I know the pendulum works. Yes, the person holding the pendulum does make it work, but they don't do it intentionally. It's micro muscles that spirit or external,
it's
of us,
their energy, yeah,
yes, the energy can actually make it move. So we have that understanding, but I've not spoken about dowsing rods on the show, and I've been running for 2 years, so there you go. Explain to people, if you don't mind, what the dowsing rods are and how they
So
work.
usually it's two straight rods that you hold in each hand, and they can be made out of copper. That's the usual metal that's used. Copper is just a very, you know, it picks up a lot of frequency. And because it's all about frequencies, we're all on different frequencies. And so the copper tends to pick up a little better the different frequencies of the energy you're trying to contact. So you hold these in your hands and they're apart, they're facing parallel. And you ask a question, and then your energy at that point connects through these dowsing rods with the energy, the entity that is trying to communicate with you. And you ask a question, and usually, you know, you say, could you cross the rods, as a yes, as a confirmation. And so, you know, sure enough, you know, they swing together, and they only work as good as the person using them. It's their intention. It's their communication. Mark has had some really good results with the dowsing rods. And so, you know, we've used them on several occasions. And, you know, it's one of our tools that we work with.
Yes, they're good. And when you're saying that some of the mining companies and that use it, so they'll walk around holding the rods, and sometimes if they open right up, that could be a flowing, it could be underwater. They look for water.
Right.
In Australia, they use the tree saplings, and it's like a Y-shaped tree sapling, and they hold the two ends of the Y and wait for the stem to go down towards the water so they can find
right.
water. So it's really interesting. Okay, so we're using those, we're getting that understanding of that. Where was we up to? I forgot where we're up to.
There's so much to talk about. I'll try and give you a brief idea of what psychotronics are, because it's really the dowsing rods are one, the pendulum, the crystals, meditation. That Mark actually meditates before he goes on a investigation, because he's trying to clear his DNA antenna so that it can be open to pick up whatever it is we're going into, you know. So he actually clears his mind of any thought, any, you know. What he'll do is he'll go in another room, he'll say, give me a moment. And he clears his mind, he opens it up, he gets his antenna ready to pick up any of the frequencies that we're going to be confronted with. And then he prepares himself. So, you know, it's a real thing. It's a scientific discovered real thing, the DNA antenna. And it's actually, the scientists are trying to replicate it through nanotechnology. And all I have to say is you'll never compete with what we've been given, what our gift is. You'll never compete. They can try, you know, with the nano, but it'll never be, because we tap into this universal energy. And Nikola Tesla, actually, that's what he was tapping into, this universal energy that we can all tap into. And so, anyway, the study of psychotronics, I'm just brushing the surface. I mean, chiropractors use it for healing. There's nature healing, you know, people laying hands, there's intention, there's prayer. We use a lot of prayer too, because, I mean, we try to protect ourselves. So it's a really interesting study, and I'm just touching the surface of it.
Okay, I'm just going to jump in there too, because the internet's going a little bit funny. You are going a little bit robot-y, but we're going to keep going and see how we go. So we've talked about that's the scientific side to it. I guess what I want to do is just go back and say, well, How do you go about, because I want to talk about those famous cases. Okay, those famous cases that you're talking about. What I guess I want to know is, how do you get onto those? Do you sort of go, I want to come in and check and see what's happening, or do people contact you? What gets you started in all that?
Usually people will contact us. At the time we had done some pretty high profile cases, the Sharon Tate murder. I don't know if your audience is familiar with that, back in the 60s in California. The Black Dahlia murder, that was in the 40s in California. But people we know who are interested in the paranormal will contact us and say, hey, we have this case and we'd like you and Mark to definitely tell us what you feel. Because, you know, the combination of what we do and how we work together, we have a connection too. Mark and I definitely have a connection. And when wherever in a place, stuff happens. I can't even describe it, but you know, I don't know if we're like a magnet. We probably are. We're probably a magnet. But things happen. So anyway, people, since with the Black Dahlia murder, we were contacted by the production company who produced one of the ghost hunting shows. I won't name which one, but they wanted Mark and I to go in ahead of the group to be kind of investigate what's going on, give our thoughts on it, and you know, show them what our evidence was ahead of the actual TV production. So Mark and I, we had no idea, you know, what was going on, where were, you know, this house, it was called the Jaws house because it was built. If you look at, go online and look at it, it looks like a Mayan temple. So immediately as you're approaching it, you're like, wow, this is like unusual. And so you're getting these vibes off of the house. But that was the scariest case. Mark and I really, first of all, we didn't do our regular, blessing. We do a protection before we go in anywhere. We forgot to do it. That was our mistake. We paid for it heavily. So I would recommend anybody doing any of this to give yourself a protection. And we usually do it with a prayer. I surround myself in white light, you know, and the protection. But we got in there and immediately we felt this vibration. It's a heavy vibration of negativity, and you can feel it. You know, your body, you know, call it intuition or whatever. We both felt it, and our producer felt it. She was right behind me. And so Mark walked around to the different areas of the house. The house was laid out it's the perfect murder house because you come in through the basement and you go up. So if you're disoriented, once you're in the house, you're not going to know how to get out of there. So it's like, it's the perfect murder house. And it's based on these, it's like a open atrium and the hallways are built around it with the rooms. And so I could see if someone had gotten drugged, which is what happened, that you would get so disoriented, you wouldn't know which way to get out of there. And so Mark picked up the energy of the doctor who we feel he was definitely the, you know, person who did it, among other murders in the house. He did several. And he said, if there's a doctor that lived in this house, he did it. He's the one. And sure enough, that was the doctor. I can't recall his name right now, but there was a doctor that lived there. He was an excellent surgeon. He was a master surgeon, among other things. And also he had a doctorate in psychology. So he knew how to manipulate your mind. And that's what was happening with Mark and I. He somehow was manipulating our thoughts through his energy. And we ended up coming out of that investigation, got into the biggest screaming, knockdown, you know, fight in our entire marriage. We were just like, I looked at Mark, I said, I thought you were possessed. I looked at him like, you're not yourself. It's really bizarre. And so anyway, this energy kind of followed us home. And you know what? Looking back, it's like it was our own fault because we didn't protect ourselves. And so it lasted about 3 months. And we said a lot of prayers. We said a lot of rosary. We blessed the house. We did a lot of saging, holy water, whatever it took. And eventually this energy finally packed it in and said, I can't break your bond. I can't get between you two. So I'm leaving, you know? And so I felt, you know, that we had won. We had won that. And it's because of Mark and I's connection. We've been in many lifetimes together. We have a bond that is unbreakable. And, you know, I just felt, yeah, we beat him.
Wow, that's amazing. And I think what I took away from that, the main thing you took away from that is the protection. Because when we're doing this sort of work, we're opening ourselves up. But as soon as you open yourself up, you're opening yourself up to positives and negatives, aren't we?
Yes, very much.
Yeah, you've got to understand that if you're going to open the door to your spirituality and open that door, you have to be prepared that anything can come in the door if you don't protect it, if you don't, you know, watch what that's happening. But I think what I really appreciate in that, Barbara, is the fact that you were open and honest enough to say, hey, guess what I did wrong? I didn't do it right. And again, learning experiences as we go through it. I know I can put my hand up quite a few times and say, oh, yeah, didn't do that right. You know, stuffed up there a little bit. But again, we learn and we get that understanding. Yeah. So when we're acknowledging that, we get that understanding. But yeah. How challenging. It took you a couple of months to actually, and yet your bond and everything else is so strong. It took you a couple of months to actually get rid of that entity.
Yes. And it was probably the most, I don't want to say satanic because it wasn't demonic, like a demon, but this guy who was a serial killer, and serial killers are the most low vibration energy because a higher vibration is you know, you reach, you know, nirvana, or, you know, it's like you reach the peak of what we're supposed to be. Mm. And so his energy was the lowest level, the lowest vibration of what people are. And so I could feel that. And low vibrations like tend to drag you down. You know, if you're around somebody that's depressed or, you know, just is dealing with something, you know, it's like you usually feel uncomfortable to be around them. But it's really, if it's your friend, it's like, maybe I can help you. Maybe I can bring some vibration, a higher vibration to you to help you. But this guy, he did what he did, and that was it. We're not going to help him. He was afraid. He was afraid to cross over. That's why he's still there. He's afraid of what is on the other side, what he would meet, what he would have to face if he had to cross over, you know. And we could feel that anxiety from him. He thought he was really powerful. This is our house. This is my house. My castle. He kept calling it my castle, you know. And we were intruding. And he called Mark a pipsqueak, you know. And it's like, because he was highly intelligent, but his weakness was his pride and his arrogance. And so you could totally pick up on that. And so anyway, but it it took a lot of our high energy, our light, to get out of that darkness. And we couldn't let up. We had it for 3 months. We had to be on our toes.
Yes.
And yeah.
Anything coming through, you don't know, if it's coming through. One thing you did say, Barbara, and I just wanted to clarify that for the listeners, is the higher vibration and the low vibration. That's an understanding that we have, but for clarity for other people, the higher vibration is a lighter vibration, so we can refer it to as light.
Yeah.
The lower vibration, it goes deeper and darker, and so we can refer that to as dark. So when people are talking about protecting themselves, and you said it yourself, you protect yourself with the white light, which is how I do it too. Of course, the white light is a higher vibration. You're protecting yourself with higher vibration, and nothing can go higher than love. So that you're thinking about love and you're thinking about that higher white vibration, then you're on track. You know, you're doing the right way. And again, anything that comes in down deep and low, and you do feel it. You walk into a room after someone's had an argument, you feel it. Right away, you sort of go, what's going on here? You know, you feel it. And that is what Barbara's referring to, is as you've walked into this place, you felt it, and then you've connected a bit more. I want to talk about the Sharon Tate one, but in a minute, if we've got time.
Yeah.
I want to just check with this one that you went into with the producer. Did you use other equipment, or was it just Mark going in there and you working it out from there? Or did you use any other of the, because you've got cameras and all sorts of goodies, like,
They were, I can show you. I have some of my equipment.
You've just got to remember, Barbara, it is audio as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you show us.
Okay. So this is a K2 meter. It's got lights that there's like, how many lights? There's 5 lights. And right now my battery is at. I haven't replaced that because I use it a lot. But usually, you know, when you're communicating, this will go off. And that's how we communicate. We say, could you blink twice for yes, once for no. And so we've had investigations where we've had like 5 people with K2 meters. And it picks up the energy around you. I mean, you could go up to a, an outlet, and this, it'll set it up because it's picking up the electrical energy. So anyway, we've had people in a group where we've all had K2 meters, and they're all blinking simultaneously at the same time when we ask questions. And so to me, that just says that this is for real. This is like a real energy trying to communicate with us. So I take this on all my investigations. This is the older model. So it's my go-to. And anyway, anybody can buy this on, there's a ghost shop if anybody wants to buy it online. But this is like, I always take this with me. And then I have with me, it's called a Melmeter. And a Melmeter, it was actually invented by an engineer who he lost his daughter, his 16-year-old daughter, in a car accident. And so he invented this device because he wanted to communicate with her. And so I love that story. You know, it's like love doesn't end once someone passes on. You miss them. You know, you want to communicate still. And so this, being an engineer, this is how he felt he could communicate. And so basically it, oh my goodness, all my instruments are like not working. Oh, wait, it's going on. I mean, sometimes spirit, actually, we've had like cameras go out. We've had, you know, batteries drained. I mean, the energy just sucks it from the battery, you know, so.
And this is a way with these meters and that, this is a way that spirit can connect and connect in a way that it resonates with them easy enough, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this particular device also measures temperature, which is really important because energy or spirit will be in a colder environment. And if you think of quantum mechanics, like magnetics, for instance, magnetics run really cool. It's a great form of energy that doesn't burn hot. And so, and magnetics have a lot to do with quantum physics too. I mean, I'm just starting to get into it because it's something that we're a part of. The paranormal science, definitely, we're proving all these different theories of quantum physics. And, you know, it goes back to Einstein's theory and, you know, but we're proving it real time. And so our instruments are measuring this. It can measure temperature and energy. So this is another go-to. What I'll do with the Melmeter is I'll put it in a particular spot, turn it on, and I'll leave it. And if something is around it, it'll set it off, it'll blink, it'll make a noise. You know, we've had several investigations where we just recently went to a plantation in North Carolina, and I just put it in a field, and there were a lot of people buried in that field, and this thing was like nonstop. It was ringing, you know, as Mark was doing his you know, reading for the people. He picked up on a couple of energies and he got names of people. And so this is handy if I leave it in another room or in another area. It'll go off. It'll measure the temperature, which is usually cooler. And so this is actually a really good device, too, to have on your investigations. And then, you know, besides all the camera, we have cameras and, you know, film everything. You could just use your cell phone sometimes. Sometimes you can just take shots with your, my sister, of all people, I took her on a ghost her very first ghost investigation in Savannah. And she got the best picture off her phone of this purple mist ghost. It was the outline of a woman. And we showed it to the people in the restaurant because it was, you know, it's a haunted restaurant. And they go, oh, yeah, that's the purple mist. They knew exactly what it was. And so you can take pictures with your cell phone because the cell phone, for some reason, it'll pick up the energy that the eye can't see. You know, it has to do with photons. Our photons in our eyes cannot pick up that energy that the spirit is emitting in photons, but the camera can. So anyway, the next thing that I use is, this is a digital recorder, and this is when we do our sessions. We ask questions, and then we record what the spirit wants to say. And we actually got a good recording at the Sharon Tate House. Mark had picked up on the energy of, God, I'm having Jay Sebring. Jay Sebring, who was Sharon Tate's friend, who was there. And Mark picked up that he said, I had big plans. Because he was, back in that day, he was before Bedell Sassoon. So he was a hairdresser. He did Steve McQueen. He did all the major stars of the 60s and was getting popular. And so he was on the rise. And then he got cut down, his life, you know, so young. And so in this recording, Mark said, I hear him saying, I had big plans. And then we got the actual digital recording of a voice. It was very grovelly, but it said, I had big plans. So that was a confirmation right there that Mark heard it and we recorded it. So the digital recorder is so great so that, you know, once again, this picks up the frequency that they're on that you can't hear. We've been on investigations on the Queen Mary, where a digital camera actually caught a voices saying, you know, we were walking around with all our equipment and our lights, and this camera, it was actually another person that was there. He said, "I think I got something. I'm not sure, but could you hear this and see what you, you know?" And there was this faint voice that just said, "We have lights." So it's like they saw our lights and they said, "We have lights too." And I believe it. I believe they admitted lights. You know, you see orbs, you know, cameras will catch orbs floating around. That's their light. That's their energy. And so anyway, I highly recommend this digital recorder to record different sessions. It has to be totally quiet because if you have any noise on there, it's you're going to miss, you know, interpret it for something. So it has to be so quiet. And you can't have your cell phone on. Most of our investigations, we tell people to turn their cell phones off or just leave them in another room because that interferes with a lot of the energy. So,
wow. So when you're going into these places, so people have contacted you, so you're going in and you're taking all the equipment and Mark's what, going in ahead, or do you set it all up before you start talking or before Mark starts to talk?
Yeah, our group, we're with Pacific Coast Paranormal out in California. We're also with Charlotte Paranormal here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And what we'll do is we'll have any cameras set up in the different rooms, depending on where we're going. And they'll be on all the time, trying to capture whatever we can get. And so, but then when Mark and I go in, I usually go in first. I'm kind of like the bird dog. I go in and I kind of, what my intuitive abilities are is to scan different areas. And it's funny because I actually use my hands. I don't use any equipment. I just use my hands because your hands actually have energy. Your hands emit energy and it can also pick up energy. Yes. And that's, you know, you think about healers that, you know, put hands over someone, they can heal someone. So hands are another tool that I use that anybody can use. You know, everybody has their hands. So it's a simple tool that you feel the energy from room to room. And so I usually go in and I'll say, "Mark, I think this, there's something definitely in this room. Can you come over here, see what you feel?" You know, and we've just gotten to where we trust each other. We've been through so many experiences that, you know, it's like he trusts what I feel. I trust what he feels. And so, you know, and then Mark will go in there and, you know, he'll confirm like, yeah, this definitely there's something going on in here. And that's when I set up my equipment. I put my equipment and then we do a session in whatever room it is.
Wow. Okay. So what I want to get in, because we're starting to get a bit low on time now. What okay. I want to get an understanding of is, and as soon as I say we're getting low on time, we usually find something else to talk about.
Oh, I got a ton of stuff.
I know. What I want to get an understanding of or an explanation, because there's going to be people hearing this and straight away I want to go and get myself a K2 meter and a Mel meter.
Yes.
Because I just love this idea. And my partner helps a lot of people cross over, or a lot of spirit crossover.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we're having things happening in the house, it'd be nice to actually acknowledge it with the blinking lights or something external than you just yourself. So I love that idea. Now, what I want to get... I want you to explain, and it's all about the protection, because we know that you've experienced taking home a dark energy or a negative energy or whatever terminology people use. Now, if I go in and start playing with these sort of things, or people that are listening are there playing with these things, and we know that, I mean, as kids, I played with the seances and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have any idea of what I was doing. But I want you to run through the importance of protection and how to set things up and how to finish things off.
Right.
So it's clean, it's clear, and you're not taking home any energy.
Right.
And the other aspect I want to look at is if you do feel you've got a spirit there or you bought something home, how can we fix that or how can we go through that? But first of all, quick run through of, okay, how to set ourselves up, how to protect ourselves, and where we go from there.
So when we start an investigation, our group will go in a circle, we'll hold hands so that we're connected, our energy is connected. And we say a prayer, usually, you know, we're Catholic, so Hail Mary or Our Father. We'll say some type of intention. And then Mark will say, I bless everyone. We are in the white light of protection. Nothing can harm us. You cannot come through this white light, and that anything evil will go away. You know, will you know, not affect us. And, you know, it's your intention. It goes back to that psychotronics. It's your positive intention protects you. Yeah. And, you know, everybody is so, we've gotten to where it's a very serious thing to go into a place, but protect yourself before you go in. And so we learned our lesson, and we're totally, you know, now we always protect ourselves in the white light. Sometimes Mark will have holy water, blessed holy water, and he'll, you know, put that on everyone. Some people will wear rosaries. You know, it's all about intention, positive energy, the energy of light, good energy. And so you can light a candle, even, you know, a white candle. So it's all to raise the vibrations so that if you're going into a dark place, you're raising your light so that you can, you know, light will always overcome darkness. And we've lived it. We know it. Light will always overcome darkness. And there's different levels. Like we were actually oppressed. We allowed ourselves to be open to this negative energy, and we're actually oppressed. But the next level after oppression is possession. And that's what this energy was trying to do. Was I thought he had possessed Mark, but obviously not, because Mark came out of it. But he might have for a minute. But that's the next level, is possession. And it's, you know, honestly, if you study the ceremony of exorcism, they're really in history, there aren't that many exorcisms. I know Hollywood makes a big deal about it. Most of the time, and you'll get this from the priests who have done it for decades, they'll say most of the time it was not a demonic possession, it was a mental illness. And so they actually recommend the person or the family to get some type of psychological help and see how that works. The actual demonic possession is very rare. It does happen. It does happen. We haven't witnessed it. We got close to it. That's about as close as I want to get. But it does happen, and you have to protect yourself. So the ceremony of the white light, the blessing, the holy water, those are all like raising the vibration. And then when we leave a place, we actually say another prayer. And I just learned this new technique from a friend of ours, Mama Red. She's here in Charlotte. She's also an intuitive and a psychic. And we were doing a investigation in a very historical graveyard in Charlotte. And so she said what she learned from her grandmother was you walk backwards out of whatever area you're in, and you spin like three times. And it's, you know, okay, let's do it, you know. And we said in Our Father. But she, you know, in her faith, it was believed that you're confusing anything negative or bad by walking backwards and spinning. And so we tried it and it worked. Nothing happened. So, but usually we say a prayer, a blessing again, and that nothing will, you know, follow us. And, you know, we're still in the white light of protection.
Wow, that's cool.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, absolutely. And we all have our little rituals, you know, of different things of how we do that. And I love that idea of walking backwards and spinning, because whether it works or not is irrelevant. Like you say, it's the intention behind it. If you feel that that's what you need to do, because that feels right, it resonates with you, do it. Just do it.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. Now we are getting low on time, but okay. I want you to quickly just give me a couple of, you know, dot points on if people feel that they've already got a possession or no, sorry, not a possession, as you said, an obsession.
Oppression.
Yeah. If they feel they've got an oppression within their environment or whatever's happening, what are a couple of things that they could do?
Well, I feel like cleansing the area by taking sage and saying an intent of I bless this area. Nothing negative can get through this, you know. And usually you have to do, if it's in a room, it's in the whole house. So you have to do the entire house. We'll also take holy water and we'll do the sign of the cross over each doorway. You know, that this room is blessed, it's protected, you know, nothing evil or negative can get in this room. And, you know, and just prayers. I remember I said so many rosaries and lit candles, whatever it took. It really scared me. And I remember I thought, this is what evil is. This is really, and it's as strong as the emotion of love. It's like they're similar vibrations, but one is dark and one is light. I mean, it's like, it sounds very stereotypical, but it really dawned on me, like, they're both really strong. It's just how you deal with it. You know, it's like I surrounded myself in light all the time. I had good intentions. You have to be really strong when something is oppressing you. You can't give up. You cannot give in. You, any weak moment they will take advantage of. And so, different ways that this negativity gets in is through drugs, through alcohol. You know, those are gateways. Those are gateways which open you up to the negativity. So it's like during that period of the 3 months, I mean, we we were very intent, you know. It was, and I had to go to work, you know. It's like it'd show up at night and then I had to go to work the next day. And it was like, oh my God, you know. But light will always overcome darkness. And that's what I got from that.
Yeah, I got that too. You can walk into a room and switch on a light and the room becomes light. You can't switch on a darkness switch.
No.
So light that's will true. Always. Yeah, you can't walk in and switch on darkness.
I like that. That's great. Yeah. That's great.
And I know somebody said that to me. It was so simple, so simplistic. And yet it meant so much to me because straight away I knew I could walk into a room and basically just turn on the light. Yeah. And not touching a switch, but just turn on the light and know that there's no darkness in here, or they're getting pushed out. Darkness is getting pushed away.
Right.
Just as you would as you turn on a light switch, there's, you know, you
they're
lose
afraid
the darkness.
Of it. They're afraid of the light. They
yes. Yes, as much as we often are afraid of the dark, they're afraid of the light.
Yeah, it's really true. It's really true.
Well, Barbara, I have to close it off there. Okay. I don't want you to go away. You got 1 minute to say anything else that you want to say? You want to bring forward anything else?
I just want to say, if anyone wants to follow us on Instagram, we're Para Nelsons, and it's spelled exactly the way it sounds, P-A-R-A Nelsons. And that's our tag on Instagram. And we'll be announcing several. We're coming up on a, we're having a seance with Mama Red, our friend, on October 22nd. At 7 p.m. Eastern, and we're gonna do it live on Instagram if anybody's interested. We're also setting up a website with some of our upcoming investigations, we're also working on some books that you'll be able to download them digitally from the website. And, we'll cover a lot of the different investigations we've been on and give advice today about protecting yourself. So those are all upcoming this year. We'll have a book out by November so that people can download it. And we're onward. Oh, and October, we're going back to the Queen Mary, one of our favorite places. And we're hosting a paranormal investigation on the Queen Mary. October 28th, and I'm going to try and get that.
Sorry, they can get all that information on
Instagram. Yeah,
Instagram. Okay, and if they want to ask any more questions or anything else, they can do that through Instagram.
Yeah, and if they have, we're going to get our website set up probably toward the end of this month. And we'll have an email link so people can email us.
Okay.
And if they have any, where to buy equipment. I usually go to Ghost Stop. They have all the equipment. And, just different advice on investigating. We've been doing it now for about 25 years and have a lot of stories.
Okay. Well, we have to close you off of there. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Stay there, and I will chat with you in a minute. So, guys, jump on and have a look. Grab onto Instagram, so I'm following too, and we'll be able to have a look at that. It's called the Para Nelsons, and I just love it because it's both of them. So Para Nelsons on Instagram, jump onto there. On my website, I'm creating this quiz. So you're going to be able to find out which is your strongest intuitive nature. Like, do you receive your messages strongest physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually? Like, what's going on there and how you can develop the other types? So that is on my website, intuitivenature.com.au. Sorry, I'm talking so fast, but we've got to go. Barbara is amazing. Check it out. That's it for me now. I will say bye for now, and I will see you next week. Okay, guys, bye for now.